Chapter 11. The Secret is Revealed. On this same Sunday, Nancy was sitting in the living room in the Red House. Like all the other rooms in the house, the living room had changed since Godfrey's father had died. It looked clean and comfortable. There were many vases full of lavender and roses. It was easy to see that the house was well taken care of. Nancy's sister Priscilla had come to visit her, and they were sitting and talking. "Nancy, I'm so happy that Godfrey has decided to take all the water out of that big pond and to raise cows there," Priscilla said. "It will give you something new to think about. I know that you like to work in the house and the garden, but taking care of animals is more interesting. You won't be so bored and unhappy because you haven't got any children."
"I'm fine, Priscilla," said Nancy. "It's Godfrey who's sad because we haven't got any children. I also wanted children, you know that, but I'm better at accepting things. Anyway, I don't think that raising cows will make him feel less unhappy. He's such a good husband in every way. I don't like to see him sad."
Just then, Godfrey came into the living room to tell Priscilla that her carriage was ready. Priscilla kissed her sister and left. "I'm going to take a walk to the pond to see how the work has progressed," Godfrey said to Nancy.
"Will you be out for a long time, dear?" asked Nancy.
"No, I'll be back in an hour," Godfrey answered, and left the room. Nancy took her Bible and tried to read, but all the time she thought about what she and her sister had talked about. She had wanted children as much as Godfrey had. She had given birth to a baby a year after her marriage to Godfrey, but it had died soon afterwards. After that, she never became pregnant again. When it became clear that they wouldn't have any more children, Godfrey had come to her with an idea. "Let's adopt little Eppie," he said. "She's the prettiest and nicest child in the entire region. We could give her a better life than old Marna can."
"No, Godfrey, I can't agree to that," Nancy said sadly. "If God had wanted us to have children, we would have had our own children. God doesn't want us to have a child."
Since then, Godfrey had thought a lot about adopting Eppie. He didn't consider how much Eppie and Silas loved each other. Godfrey was convinced that because he was rich, the girl would be happier with him than with the poor weaver. "I wish that Nancy would agree to adopt Eppie," Godfrey often said to himself. "My conscience would be clear. I can never tell Nancy the truth because she's such a good, moral person. She'd never forgive me for my first marriage. She would hate me, and she'd hate Eppie too. I sometimes wonder if we haven't got any children because God is punishing me for my behavior." It was now late afternoon. Nancy was sitting and thinking about the past, as she often did.
"It's 4 years since the last time Godfrey and I spoke about adoption," she said to herself. "Perhaps now that he's older, he doesn't want to adopt Eppie anymore."
At that moment, a servant came with some tea and cakes for Nancy and Godfrey.
"Oh, has Mr. Godfrey come back?" asked Nancy.
"No, he hasn't," answered the girl. "But I saw a lot of people running in the direction of the big pond. I hope that nothing bad has happened."
"I'm sure that everything is okay," Nancy said.
She went to the window and stood there looking out. Suddenly, she had a bad feeling.
"I wish that Godfrey would come home," she said to herself.
Suddenly, the door opened, and Godfrey came into the living room.
"I'm so happy you're home," Nancy said, walking towards him. "I was getting worried."
Then she saw that Godfrey looked very upset, and that his hands were trembling.
"Nancy, please sit down," he said. "I've got something to tell you. Something terrible has happened."
Nancy sat down.
Her whole body was trembling with fear. She couldn't imagine what Godfrey was going to tell her.
"Tell me what's happened," she shouted.
"It's my brother Dunstan," Godfrey said. "You know that he disappeared 16 years ago. Today they finished taking all the water out of the big pond near Marna's house. Dunstan's skeleton was found in it. It's been lying there for the last 16 years. It's certain that it's him. His watch was there, and my whip, which he took without my permission, was lying there next to him. And Silas's gold coins were also there, next to the skeleton. Dunstan must have robbed Marna, and then fallen into the pond and drowned immediately after that. It's a terrible thing, and a dishonour to our family name. They're taking the skeleton to the church now. I came back because I wanted to tell you everything myself."
"Godfrey, that's really horrible," said Nancy with compassion.
She wanted to say something else, but, looking at Godfrey, she could see that he had something more to tell her. "All secrets are found out sooner or later," said Godfrey, trembling with emotion. "It must be what God wants. I've lived with a secret for a long time, but now I want to tell it to you. I don't want you to find it out from someone else. I've always found it difficult to decide things, but I've made a decision now." Nancy looked at Godfrey, frightened. He looked into her eyes, then continued speaking. "When I married you, I hid something very important from you," Godfrey confessed. "The woman whom Marna found dead in the snow many years ago was my wife. Eppie is my daughter." Nancy sat without moving, and her face became white. She could hardly believe what she was hearing. "I know that I did a terrible thing, and that you won't have a good opinion of me any more," Godfrey continued. "I didn't tell you before because I was frightened that you wouldn't want to marry me." Nancy was silent for a few minutes. Then she said, "If you had told me before, we could have adopted Eppie. Do you think I would have refused to have her if I'd known that she was your child? If we had taken her at the beginning, she would have loved me like a mother, and we would all have been happy." "But, Nancy," said Godfrey, "if you had known, would you have still married me? I don't think you would have, because you're a moral woman." "I don't really know," Nancy said. "I certainly wouldn't have married anyone else." "I'm a worse man than you thought, Nancy," Godfrey said. "What I did to you was very bad. Can you ever forgive me? What you did to me is small compared to what you've done to Eppie," answered Nancy. "You've been a good husband to me for 15 years, so you've compensated for the bad things you did to me. But I don't think you can ever compensate Eppie for what you did to her." "We can adopt Eppie now," Godfrey said excitedly. "It's not important to me if the entire world knows the truth. From now on, I don't want any secrets or lies in my life." "Now that Eppie is an adult, it won't be the same," Nancy said sadly. "But you must tell her everything. You must also give her everything she needs. I'll be good to her, and I'll pray to God to make her love me." "We'll go to Marna's house this evening," Godfrey said. "We'll ask her to come and live with us, but we won't tell her I'm her father tonight. We'll tell her in the future." "She'll get used to us and learn to love us," agreed Nancy. "Then we'll tell her you're her father." "We'll go to Marna's house when everything is quiet," said Godfrey. "A lot of people came to the pond when they heard that Dunstan's skeleton had been found. But soon, everyone will go home to have dinner."